It seems like there have been a bunch of high-profile mistakes recently, from typos in presidential tweets to perhaps the most widely seen of all.
For Best Picture.
La La Land.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
Moonlight has won Best Picture. Moonlight, Best Picture.
What does Donald Trump do when things go wrong? He takes to Twitter. I have them right here. Let's read some. Number one, here's the first one. Lightweight Marco Rubio was working hard last night. This is true. The problem is, he is a chalker. He spelled choker, C-H-O-K-E-R, chalker.
So what's behind these slip-ups? To help figure it out, I'm joined by Laura Lenhart, an assistant professor in the School of Information at the University of Arizona. And Laura, are we really living in an age of mistakes now, or do we just now know more about the mistakes people have always been making?
I think, to my mind, there are two different sets of pressures involved. So the one is that it might be the case that people are making a few more mistakes simply in light of the fact that we are living in an environment where we have a lot of pressures to multitask and especially to get a lot of different kinds of stuff done under short notice. But the other thing that I think is happening is that in some sense we have much more amplification and transparency, that when mistakes are made, and especially if they have consequences, it's much more likely that they show up on social media and they're easily shared. And so we see more mistakes, even if it's not the case that we see like a really huge increase in the overall number.
Do you find that people are becoming more tolerant of things like typos? I mean, you see a lot of email signatures, especially from mobile phones, that say, hey, I'm writing on my mobile phone, so please excuse any typos. I mean, are we becoming more tolerant and more excusing of those kinds of things?
I think that we are, in some sense, especially if we have those sorts of signals that people are giving in terms of like, hi, you know, I'm sending this from my phone. That means that I'm probably like, I'm out somewhere that is not a conducive work environment, but I'm trying to get back to you because I, you know, like, I think this is important, right? And especially if you're working in that kind of environment, I think people are more sympathetic to those kinds of mistakes.
Is it, in your mind, a good thing that we're becoming maybe more tolerant? I mean, should we continue to hold people to a high standard? For example, you know, if somebody in the federal government sends a tweet, should they check it before they send it out to make sure that everything is spelled correctly? Or if I send out a tweet, should I take the time to make sure that everything is spelled correctly and everything looks okay?
You know, I think one of the things that's really important about, and I think is reflected in your question, is this sensitivity to context. If I get an email from like my boss, say, and I'm at a busy coffee shop and they're sending me this email saying, oh my goodness, this thing came up and I don't know what to do. Like, are you going to be able to fix it? Even though I'm in this really busy space and maybe I can't actually like, you know, like it's harder or it's like hard for me to check the spelling on my message, it would be really helpful for them to get the message from me that says, I'm going to be home in half an hour and I'm on it. But if I am a government official or if I am working in my capacity as someone who is tweeting for the radio station, perhaps, then I think we have a certain responsibility to be more sensitive and more, you know, thinking about like editing and having that reflective process on what we're doing before we hit send.
How do you handle this with your students? I mean, I would imagine that if people see, you know, government officials or business people or journalists sending out tweets or emails or texts that are not grammatically correct, that have typos and things like that in them, I would imagine that makes it harder to convince them, hey, you need to reread this stuff. You need to edit your stuff. You need to make sure that what you're putting out into the world is really ready to go.
Yeah, you know, I think that actually for my students, I don't see these problems arising in things like their papers or the written assignments that they are submitting. But I do see a lot of problems in terms of communication with students where I find it more common to receive emails or messages from students where, you know, they'll say something like, hey, prof, and it'll be in sort of text speak. And most of the time, I think that this is not, you know, you need to have practice with professional communication, and that's not really the way that we go about doing these things. And I think that is difficult, but mostly I just remind students about the particular context. And I think signaling to people like, hi, you know, like I'll respond to the question and then also put a note at the end of the, you know, at the end of the email saying like, by the way, you know, when you're engaging with people in a professional context, you might want to make sure that you are, you know, using a more professional tone or a more formal tone rather than what you might send in a text message.
So I guess at the risk of sounding like a terrible old fuddy-duddy here, I mean, is this the kind of thing that can be reversed? Or are we just going to have to get used to not caring so much necessarily if somebody sends an email that has a million typos in it, or, you know, spelling isn't correct, or in a case like the Academy Awards, or maybe at the World Series next year, they'll hand the trophy to the wrong team by accident, you know, just not thinking about who's out on the field there?
I think that's not the case. And in fact, I actually think that technology and the introduction of new technologies and the way that we respond to it tends to be more like a swinging pendulum. And so as people are introduced to a new technology, they find that it has benefits, they use it, you can kind of go a little bit too far, but then you recognize that you've gone a little bit too far and you pull back. I think right now we may be in a context where there's this push toward informal communication. But of course, as we start to recognize the potential costs or the worries about that, then the pendulum swings back and we start to be more cautious and more formal in our interactions with other people.
Laura Lenhart is an assistant professor in the School of Information at the U of A.